Good morning. Israel AM News for Friday, June 19th, 2020. The Health Ministry today confirmed 349 new cases of coronavirus in the last 24 hours. This is the first time since April that over 300 cases in one day have been reported. There are currently 4,372 active coronavirus patients across the country, among them 40 patients in serious condition, 44 in moderate condition, and 28 patients requiring artificial respiratory assistance. The majority of active cases are set to display only mild symptoms or no symptoms at all. Corona-related deaths currently stand at 304. The mayor of Rahat, the largest Bedouin city in Israel, said yesterday that many residents are ashamed of being infected with coronavirus and as a result avoid getting tested. The government on Wednesday decided to designate three Arab communities, including Rahat, as restricted coronavirus areas, which will be subject to several restrictions regarding travel and gathering. Several neighborhoods in Java have also been placed on partial lockdown. Bnei Brak and Bat Yam have also seen a small spike in new cases, raising fears of a renewed lockdown. The Palestinian Authority has also reported a recent spike in cases. To view a map of coronavirus cases in Israel, you could click on the link in the email. Prime Minister Netanyahu once again warned that if the Israeli public continues to disregard health orders, the government would have to take, quote, firm measures to stop the spread of coronavirus. Doctors at Israel's largest hospitals are now administering steroids to coronavirus patients in serious condition based on the results of a recent British study that seems to prove the effectiveness of steroids in fighting the virus. Jordan's Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi made a surprise visit to Ramallah to discuss the possibility of Israeli action to annex parts of the West Bank with Palestinian Authority President Abbas. Under the Israeli government's coalition deal with Likud and Blue and White, an annexation plan can be put to a government vote in July. The Prime Minister has reportedly presented several annexation plans, but none have yet to be approved. It is also unclear whether the U.S. administration would support any of the plans. Israel's Southern District Planning and Building Committee has approved the urban plan for Mitzpah Rimon, the Negev town overlooking the world's largest erosion canyon, which will allow it to more than triple in size by 2030. The plan calls for the construction of 3,000 new homes and hotels and tourist attractions, which will increase the city's population from its current 5,200 to 17,000. Thanks for listening. Have a Shabbat Shalom and stay well.